Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Philippians chapter 4, verses 11 to 13. I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Advertising is a major influence in the modern world. Its deliberate intention is to stir up discontent. We're continually urged to buy newer, trendier, brighter, faster, and more efficient products. Being consistently pounded with these messages means it can be difficult to live contentedly with what we already have. But that must surely be the most desirable life of all. To live with contentment is to live a life without strain and stress because we aren't fixated on trying to get things to change. Epicurus, the Greek philosopher, said this. He said, "He who doesn't find a little enough will find nothing enough." There's wisdom in this quotation, but Paul would have agreed with it. His contentment didn't flow from a particular philosophical understanding of life, but from his relationship with Christ. Because he was completely secure in his faith, it didn't matter what his personal circumstances were. Because of the continual pressures of society and of the changing circumstances of our own lives, it's a daily challenge to live with contentment. However, it can be done, just so long as we keep our lives focused on Jesus. I've met many people over the years who've been wonderful illustrations of this. For one reason or another, their lives have suddenly changed. Sometimes it's because of a change in their relationships or their finances. But I've been particularly moved by those who have suddenly seen their health taken away from them. This is probably the greatest shock of all. How is it possible to continue to be content after the sudden loss of mobility or of eyesight, for example? Miraculously, it is possible, but only when we've learned to focus on Jesus rather than our circumstances. So let me ask you this question. Are you content with your present life? And if not, what do you think you could do to become contented? And now let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of knowing you. Help us to live so closely to you that we will always be content. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.